In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brethren, the greatest invention of humankind is the language which we use. And through using a common language, we communicate and express our ideas, our thoughts, and our feelings. The book of Proverbs said, death and life are in the power of the tongue and in the language which we use. With our tongue we bless, and with it we curse, and from the same mouth come blessing and cursing, according to James. And it is our decision at the end to properly use it or misuse it. Every nation on earth or every ethnic group has a language and ways of expressions which demonstrate the riches of human mind and culture. But sometimes this language or this linguistic diversity may be a reason behind any miscommunication. And it is sometimes a facet and aspect of our sinfulness. Remember the punishment or the confusion of tongues in Babylon was for their punishment because of their arrogance, or arrogance of those who were trying to build a city without a god, or without God himself. And that Tower of Babylon represents the Babylonian paganism, as well as the arrogance of human beings. And when God, the Most High, descended upon them, confusing their tongues, he divided all nations into several nations. But today, as we celebrate this great feast, and giving the new covenant to us, the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples and enabled them to speak in strange languages, strange beliefs, strange teachings of the Holy Spirit. But the Hebrews who came to the feast were struck in awe when, as they heard them speaking in foreign languages, as the Spirit gave them. So that miracle was taken by the Jews to be drunkenness, but to us, the believers, is the cause of salvation. Christ sent down in a more visible manner the grace of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples and then upon us today, as he placed tongues of fire in their mouths and upon their lips. Through them, every human race and every human nation has received, through the hearing of the ear, the knowledge of God in their own languages. In Babylon, as we said, the confusion of tongues was for their punishment. But to us today, it's a new way of communication which is made for the salvation of our souls. So Christ himself has renewed the disciples by giving them new tongues and variety of languages, so that they are able to proclaim him as the immortal Word and God. the Holy Spirit sends forth upon you prophecy, wisdom, and teaches the wisdom to the illiterate, and shows the fishermen, remember those fishermen was illiterate people, to be the greatest theologians in history of mankind. In fact, those disciples were illiterate. They didn't know how to read or write. And now they became wise. They restored the Gentiles. They restored the nation to faith, speaking publicly the divine truth. When the one voice of the disciples resounded through the grace of the Spirit, the apostles, tribes, and the people, tribes and tongues, heard their own languages, and their own languages, the mighty acts of God Himself, and they were initiated into the knowledge of the Trinity. And when spreading fiery tongues, He called us to unity, so accordingly we glorify the all Holy Spirit. And today, when we become covered by the divine power, who are slow of tongues, as the Bible uses these languages, we are slow of tongues, we can speak all human languages, and we are called to proclaim the good news according to the gift of the Spirit. And heaven shaking off the impurity from the eyes of our minds, we might become a community open to all nations. The Holy Spirit today, the Pentecost, opens the period of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, because today we celebrate the birth, the actual birth of the Church, which was in the mind of God eternally. In our journey to meet Christ and live in Him, we receive the Holy Spirit so that we might become a missionary church, proclaiming Him as King and God, to whom is due all glory and honor. Amen.